Or Wairarapa. Yep, you're listening to RFM, your community access radio station. This is Isolation Blues, called Michael Toko Ingoa, and what more can I say? Ready to go. We're having a chat with Marina Lira in a few moments. Marina does a program for us called What's Up Down South, all about everything that goes on basically south of Masterton. And she's also a member of the community networks, Wairarapa Community Networks. So she's got a finger on the pulse. She'll have a few good things to say. Now, before we do that, we could have a bit of music. I try to make the music vaguely relevant to the situation that we're in. I'm going to start with one that may sound a little bit negative because it's Cat Stevens talking about, you know, if we keep going the way we're going, pumping emissions into the atmosphere and sort of utilizing every single resource that we have with little concern for the sustainability for the planet, then where will the children play? Well, I want to give it a positive spin and say that we've learned a lot during this period of lockdown, and maybe we will consider issues like the health of the planet a bit more carefully, because, of course, the planet's doing not too badly at the moment because we're not out in our cars, we're not out in our planes belching fuel into the atmosphere. Anyway, Cat Stevens, way back there at the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, he was concerned about it. People have been concerned about it for ages. Where will the children play?
A slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? You roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Higher till
there's no more room up there. Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? We're changing day to day. Tell me, where do the children play?
Well, where do they? Where do the children play? I remember that coming out when I was still at school. That was 1970, Tea for the Tillerman came out. My mate Simon Smale, who'd already had his first year at university, so he understood the world, and we thought of him as tremendously flash and modern, brought this LP back to Whakatane and said, listen to this. This is powerful stuff. And so it was, and still is. Cat Stevens, of course, Yusuf Ali? No, I can't remember his other name, his other Muslim name, but he performed in honor of the people who died in the Christchurch mosque attacks, didn't he? Still doing his stuff. There was a long time when he didn't, when he decided that his religion prevented him from doing pop music, but eventually he changed his mind and continues to share his gift with us now, so that's great, isn't it? Right. Is there anything new you should know from the COVID-19 team, you know, that you can get on the COVID-19 website and just make sure that you're absolutely up to date with everything that's going on. And every day they send me through updates, the latest stuff that might not have been covered in previous newsletters. They ask the question, on your behalf, really, what will level 3 mean? Well, there will be some general information about what alert level 3 will mean for individuals and businesses, and that'll be published later this week on the COVID-19 website. That website's COVID-19.govt.nz. COVID-19.govt.nz. Because at least if everything goes according to plan, we'll be going to level 3 in about a week's time. At level 3, there will still be restrictions on workplaces, schools and gatherings to make sure New Zealand continues to win the fight against COVID-19. And we do appear to be winning. Of course, that doesn't mean to say there haven't been really sad moments. We've had a few deaths, and that's never a good thing. We should never celebrate, you know, wildly about how well we're doing when people are dying. This is something that is affecting people all over the world, and we've got to keep fighting against it. Hey, there's Marina. Kia ora, or should I say bom dia.
Bon dia.
Bon dia. Okay. How you doing, Marina?
All good, and you?
Yes, I'm coping in my little bubble. How's your bubble? Is that just you and Richard?
It's just me and Richard and two little kittens.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, we have our cat. I'm just thinking that you're our kind of voice from down south. We miss your program, What's Up Down South. Do you still sort of feel connected with the Featherston community, or are you cut off? What's it like down there?
In Featherston, they have a Facebook group, so everybody posts something, what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been checking that, and I'm still working for What Arapa Community Networks. So I kind of know what's happening.
Good. Well, let's talk about Wairarapa community networks. There may be people who are not certain of what it is that group does. Can you explain that to us a bit?
We are an organization. It's a small organization. And we put all the other organizations together, like doing meetings, and we have a Facebook group and a newsletter.
Right.
So it's a way for each organization tell what is happening with them.
Okay, and you're still working for them, so what kind of things are you still communicating to the public?
We are not doing the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not possible, but we do the newsletter and the Facebook. So any organization who needs to tell how is their time frame at that moment now,
yeah,
they can tell us and we circulate that information.
Can you give me an example? Who have been in touch with you recently and asked you to get their message across?
Like the food bank, they're still open.
Yep.
So we circulate all the phones and email from them if people want to contact them.
Right. Now, the food bank are directly underneath us. Sorry to interrupt, Marina. This is strange delay on the line, and it can be a bit confusing. I was just saying that the food bank are directly underneath us, and they're practicing very careful social distancing. They have tables outside so that people don't have to go right in the door there, and I think they're conducting a very organized and safe environment for people who still need that food. It's not, that need is not going away.
Yeah, so all of them are still working. Carterton, South Wairarapa, Martinboro. So if people need, they're still doing their job.
Yep. And who else is still, that you're aware of, providing a community or a vital service?
We know that Changeability, they're still doing counselor via Zoom.
Uh-huh. What was the name of that organization again?
Changeability.
Oh, right.
It's in Masterton.
Yep. And what is it that they do?
They have counseling for young people and for moms as well.
Right.
The CCS Disability as well.
Yes.
So there's a few organizations who are still working. If people need that information, they can get in the Facebook group, the newsletter as well.
Uh-huh. Now, the Featherston Community Centre is, of course, physically shut. But I see that I got their latest newsletter, and that there are some things that can be done online, like, for example, the yoga classes.
Yeah, I did the yoga classes. I'm doing the meditation.
Oh, right. Yeah. So is that working for you at home?
It works pretty well via Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Odette who does the yoga. There's also Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. Alcoholics are meeting online at 7:30 on Wednesdays. What else are you aware of?
The Narcotics Anonymous, I think it's on Sunday.
All right, so they are having a meeting online. Yeah.
Yep.
So are you in touch, Marie?
They're trying.
Oh, carry on. No.
Sorry. They are trying to find a way to give wool to the knittings.
Yes.
Because we have a knitting group in Featherston on Friday.
Yep.
So they are trying to find a way how to give the wool to those ladies.
That must be quite difficult.
They can continue doing their work.
Yeah, difficult to handle wool to keep it safe. I guess you have to wear gloves, And then how are they getting them to you? Just leaving them on the doorstep or what?
They're still trying to find a way. They haven't done yet.
Yeah. So, but you've got a bit of wool. You can continue at the moment.
Yes, I did that one.
All right. Yeah. You just have to unpick things, you know, and start over again if you run out. Or sometimes, you know, there's old jumpers and things that we don't like anymore that have got holes in them. People used to do that all the time. They would undo them and knit something else. You won't run out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Are you in touch, Marina, with family back in Brazil? That and what's it like over there?
My family, they're still in isolation now.
Mm-hmm.
My state is in quite a critical situation. Yeah. I think they have more than 1,000 cases confirmed. I can't remember the number of deaths, but it's a big number comparing to New Zealand.
Yeah, and that's just in the state. That's not in all of Brazil.
That's just my state.
Right. So Brazil itself, it's a huge country. It must be very hard to control a country like that and make sure that everybody stays in isolation. Do you think that that people are kind of doing what they're told over there, or is it harder than that?
I think they're trying to do, but like there are people who still need to work, and especially in favelas.
Oh, right. The favelas must be so hard.
Yeah.
Because everybody's living in such close proximity. How can you have a bubble when the people are just hard up against you and they're massive? They're communities all on their own, aren't they? People even will have shops, you know, several stories up, and they just knock a hole in the side of their building and serve. I was reading about it. I'm probably wrong, but it sounds like it's almost like a community, almost with their own laws.
Yes, it is. And as we are having problems as well with the indigenous people.
Yep.
Because they're starting to get COVID-19, so there are already 3 deaths of indigenous. So for them, it must be really hard as well to keep in their bubble.
Yeah. Are there indigenous people there living perhaps separately from, are there people still living in a tribal way in the forest?
Yes, we have. We still have. It's not a big number, but we still have.
Yeah, you would have hoped that would give them some isolation, but I guess once the disease gets in there.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Mm. And how are your family over back home?
My dad is quite tired of staying at home.
Yeah.
Yesterday he started baking, so he found a new hobby.
Great.
My mom, she still need to visit my grandma to help there. So she's trying to make everything like clean and just her in her bubble.
Right.
So she needs to be safe for my grandma.
Yeah. And your grandma lives on her own, does she?
Yes. She has one person living with her. But her daughters still need to go there and do the shop and everything.
Are you finding during this period that you're communicating more with your family than you used to, or is it about the same?
I would say that it's about the same because we talk like every day.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But yeah. Brazil bands are doing shows on YouTube, so right. Live. So I'm kind of watching that with them as well.
Oh, great. I guess there's a lot of things you could do together. They could be part of your knitting group. You could do yoga together. Isn't it a good thing that we do have this technology that allows us at least to stay in touch? Imagine if this had happened 50 years ago, and we would have been stuck in our homes. We would have the telephone, I guess.
Yeah, that would be terrible. We had like a birthday party yesterday with Richard's mom. It was her birthday.
Yep.
So at least we can still do that now.
Yeah. We, a bunch of our friends, every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we sit down with a glass of wine and some things to eat. And I thought when it first started, we'll run out of things to say after half an hour. But we have these hour and a half Zoom chats, and it's been great. And these
it's incredible. It's quite hard with Zoom when you have too much people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
how's Veronica?
She's fine now. Veronica's working from home, and she also has, she's able to get into our system and do all the work that she would do from home. She can schedule all our programs, do all the financials, update everything. It is harder because she's out there in the country and they're on rural broadband, which isn't as reliable as what we have here. So everything takes about 2 or 3 times longer, you know, but that's all right. Everything does. It's the same with me. I come in here every morning, and we've had some problems with out at our transmitter. We got hit by lightning a while ago, and some water got in our cabling and caused us problems. But that's why I'm really pleased that we're also available on television. We have podcasts. We have video podcasts. So if anybody for some reason can't listen to the radio, you can listen to the streaming on www.arrowfm.co.nz. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of ways to – you got no excuse, really. You can hear us. You can watch us. In fact, you'll be able to watch yourself in about – maybe 2 or 3 hours' time, Marina, when this appears on our webpage.
All right, I'll send to my family.
Yeah, great. Now, before we say goodbye, is there anything that you feel we've missed out in this talk that you'd like to communicate to people out there? For example, your program, that'll be coming back, I'm hoping, when this starts again. Tell us something about your program.
Yeah, so the next program that was supposed to be now in April will be about flamenco teacher.
Right.
She's German, and she comes to New Zealand to teach in the I can't remember the exact name of the school, but I think it's the school dance here in Wellington. And she's great to have a school in Germany as well. Her name is Katharina. So I'm the show, I'm going to speak with her and have some flamenco music.
Excellent. And your show generally just keeps everybody in touch with everything that happens in the southern part of our region. I know that you've met people that perhaps you wouldn't have met before. What's that been like? You've learned a lot about what's going on in the region?
Exactly. It's great because I can meet new people, new organizations. I found that my network, especially if it's small town, my network is super big because I know lots of people now.
Right, yeah. Yep.
So I've been enjoying a lot doing the program.
Well, we look forward to having the program back and hopefully getting you to do many more things for Arrow FM, because we see you as our kind of southern coordinator, really.
I'm looking forward for that too.
Great. Oh, well, hello to Richard, and I hope the two of you cope well with this period of isolation. It seems like you're doing well so far.
You too, and for Veronica as well. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye, Marina. So that's Marina Lira. She's from Brazil, but she's also from Featherston, and she does a regular program there, What's Up Down South. And as I say, we hope to be utilizing her contacts a lot more, because with the Wairarapa Community Networks and the Featherston Community Centre, she has her tentacles out right across the region, and that's very good for Arrow FM, because we're all about trying to represent everybody and everything going on in the Wairarapa, and making sure that all the different groups and all the different interests and cultures, ethnicities, all get supported, all find that they have a place to go, and the place to go is Arrow FM. Hey, just before I go, I want to play you there've been a lot of parody things, a lot of fun bits of music created by people out there and then put on the net, and often to do with the whole staying inside thing. And we've got I've got this one, you might have seen it, but what the hell, this is a group doing a Bee Gees parody, Staying Inside. Staying Inside. Oh, what a pity I couldn't get the visuals for that. Something happened to my connection. But anyway, you got the words. All right. That's it from me. Great to talk with Marina this morning. And tomorrow I'm talking with RMP Kieran McAnulty. Looking forward to that. He's always great to chat with, and it'll be good to hear a few things from the government's point of view. Speaking of the government's point of view, I find that listening and watching the daily briefings on TV1, usually at 1 o'clock every day, is a really good way of staying abreast of what's happening, what the government's doing, what the best advice for our behaviour is. So, you know, you've got lots of time at home. Put some time aside to get the word from the people who know what's going on and have got the best advice for you, because otherwise you just won't know what to do. Not that it's that, you know basically what to do, which is to try and keep away from people who are not inside your bubble, but it's comforting and useful to hear the absolute latest that's coming from the government and the Ministry of Health, etc. So tune in. It's well worth it. All right. As I say, talking with Kieran tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Goodbye.